primaries in four states. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Results beginning to come in the states holding elections tonight. In Wisconsin, Republican Senator Ron Johnson has survived a primary challenge. He will face Democrat Mandela Barnes in November. Barnes thanked his supporters at his campaign headquarters.
I don't fit the bill of what a normal politician should look like. But I've learned that is not a bad thing. That is a good thing.
In Washington, Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler, who voted to impeach former President Trump, has conceded her re-election bid. She was challenged by Joe Kent, a former Green Beret backed by Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell make that Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell among the top Republicans, calling on the Justice Department to provide details of the search of former President Trump's home, issuing a statement reading in part, "This country deserves a thorough and immediate explanation of what led to the events of Monday."
For a second day, supporters of former President Trump rallied outside his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They're upset about the FBI's decision to execute a search warrant of the property for documents Mr. Trump allegedly took when he left the White House.
They're afraid of Donald Trump. They don't want him to run, and they're going to do everything they can to keep him from running. And this is just part of it, I believe.
Initial information on the search warrant came from the former president himself. Mr. Trump taking to social media Monday evening, saying his home was under siege.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Palm Beach. The White House says it had no prior knowledge of the search. A man accused of shooting three Asian American women at a hair salon in Dallas has been indicted on multiple counts. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office says Jeremy Terrence Smith entered the salon and fired 13 shots, wounding three women and endangering four others. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
China continues to stoke military tensions after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, and there are concerns it's looking to increase its presence in Africa.
The fallout from the trip is far from certain, having caused China to lose face as President Xi seeks to extend his rule to another term, possibly for life. U.S. military leaders have warned that China is seeking a second military base in Africa, this time one in West Africa, accessing the Atlantic Ocean in Equatorial Guinea. China already has a naval base in Djibouti, which it established in 2017, just next to the U.S. air base in East Africa, from which the U.S. military flies counterterrorism drone missions over East Africa.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon, the head of the U.S. Africa Command, cautions China could possibly use the bases strategically for commerce. A new poll shows Americans want fewer migrants in the country for the first time since 2014.
The new Gallup poll shows Americans believe the level of immigration into the country should be decreased. It's the first time the survey got that result in 8 years. The poll found that 38% of Americans want less immigration. 27% say they want more. Another 31% say they want immigration levels to remain at its current level. The change in attitude comes as Customs and Border Protection data shows nationwide migrant encounters have quite quadrupled in the last 2 years, and governors of states along the southern border started busing migrants to cities like New York and Washington, D.C. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The Emmy Awards have announced a new host. Veteran Saturday Night Live cast member Kenan Thompson will do the honors next month. In a statement, he said, "Being a part of this incredible evening where we honor the best of the television community is ridiculously exciting, and to do it on NBC, my longtime network family, makes it even more special." The Emmys will be handed out September 12th. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.